November is a month when, across the country, we acknowledge the efforts of family caregivers. AARP Hawaii celebrated the efforts across the state with the program Caregivers and Cake. Amy Goyer has been traveling around the U.S., reaching out to families, applauding their efforts to care for their loved ones.
AARP Hawaii wanted to do something for local family caregivers to treat them, to honor them and show them appreciation and have a special time for them. So that's the idea behind Caregiving and Cake, is to give them some inspiration, some hope, some very practical tips that I'm going to share and that they can share with each other. But also, it's just something special because family caregivers do so much, and we want them to know we value them.
Yeah, it's basically a hug.
Exactly. It's a big warm hug, and hopefully we'll get to actually give some in-person warm hugs too tonight.
And so you do this as your day job, but you shared earlier that you took care of your grandparents and your parents, and so you know what it's like because you've been through it.
Exactly. Yeah, I was about 20, 21 years old when my parents moved to Arizona from Ohio, so my grandparents were in Indiana. So I was closer. I graduated with a degree in music therapy, and I was working in the field of aging. So I was kind of I'm the youngest of four girls. I was sort of the one that it made sense, you know, to do that. And I would go back and forth and take, my grandmother had Alzheimer's disease, and my grandfather was her primary caregiver, and my dad was an only child, so there was no family there. My mom's mom, I was sort of the respite worker because my cousins and my aunt and uncle would help her more. So then my dad eventually developed Alzheimer's also. So about 10 years ago, I moved from Washington, D.C. out to Phoenix to take care of both of them. And my mom passed away in 2013. And I was caring for my sister also, who lived in Maryland. So back and forth, back and forth. She had Cushing disease. And she passed away in 2014. And then my dad just passed away a little over a year ago in June of 2018.
And so you are trying to share what helped you during that time.
Yes, I wrote a book called Juggling Life, Work, and Caregiving for AARP, and it was published by the American Bar Association. And that outlines everything from assessing the situation, and you're really getting clear about what you as a caregiver can do and how you build your team to do the rest of the things that you can't do, taking care of yourself as a caregiver, and then all the practical things, managing the health care, the legal and financial aspects, caring for someone at home or in a facility. And then I cover end of life and life after caregiving, too. It's such a new world to most caregivers. And I had the advantage of working in the field of aging for, well, then about 25 years, now over 35 years. So I knew more than most, and it was still very hard for me. So there's always new things coming up. My dad was a veteran also, and so figuring out and navigating the VA healthcare system, and he also got aid and attendance financial benefits, really arduous. Worth the effort because they were life-saving for us, but very difficult. And we try to help caregivers learn how to navigate that journey. And that's why AARP has put so much effort into our online family caregiving site and the care guides we have there that kind of help you walk through those things.
Right. And I just printed that out. It is a nice guide and a blueprint is to,
right,
you know, things, the priority, mm-hmm, and things you need to look out for.
Yes, you're speaking of the Prepare to Care guide we have, which you can order a print copy or you can download it on your computer. And we have several different versions. We have it in Chinese, we have it in Spanish, we have it also a military family caregivers guides that outline some of those really specific things to caring for a veteran.
So you're going around the country talking about this because this is the month that we focus on caregivers.
Yeah, this is National Family Caregivers Month, and so we really want to honor and elevate the family caregivers who are truly the backbone of the long-term care system and really providing so much care. We know there are about 41 million family caregivers in the U.S., about 157,000 in the state of Hawaii. And the nationally, the value of the care that they're providing is about $470 billion. Here in Hawaii, it's, I believe, $2.1 billion. It's very significant. And we know that family caregivers are very isolated, and often they don't get that appreciation. So it's really important that if you know a caregiver in your life, thank them.
And then as far as managing, I guess, your sanity as you try and, you know, divide your time between caring for an elderly parent or a spouse or a sibling. And then, you know, you need you time.
Oh, yes. Yes. And that's usually at the bottom of the list. We put ourselves last. And the bad thing about that is that in a very practical way, we have to take care of ourselves. I liken it to a car. I had an incident that happened to me where I thought, oh, my gosh, my car actually runs better on a full tank of gas. Well, duh, right? But that was my aha moment because I realized I expected myself to run on empty and be just as efficient. That's not practical, right? So if you look at it that way, taking care of yourself, doing things that fill you up is actually a very practical thing. It's not selfish to take care of ourselves.
So you need a release.
You need to vent sometimes. You know, we recently started a Facebook Family Caregivers discussion group, and you can go into Facebook and look for it. And I'm in there every day. I'm moderating, and people vent. You know, sometimes you just got to say, this was a really hard day. Or, you know, I feel like I failed at this or that. And then you get that support from the other caregivers. And just sometimes you just got to allow yourself to feel kind of bad a little bit so that you can pick up and keep going. Because that's success. Resilience is success as a caregiver. You can't fix everything or cure diseases or do all of that, but you can be there. And just showing up is success.
And here in Hawaii, because we have the diversity that we do, and probably in a lot of the cultures, Asian cultures, Pacific Island cultures, mm-hmm. where you take care of your own versus, let's say, hiring staff to do that. We probably see maybe more of that here in the islands.
It's very much within different cultural groups. There are expectations and norms that family provide this care. The difference is that people are living longer with more chronic illnesses, and caring for our loved ones as they age has gotten more complicated. So, you know, you need to give yourself permission to, yes, I'm being there, I'm coordinating the care for my parent or my spouse or whoever it is. I'm living up to that expectation. I may be doing it a little differently than in the past because I have to work or because I have other people I'm caring for also, and that it's more complicated. But it's okay to seek and accept help, and you're still living up to that responsibility.
Right. So if it means you're feeling tired, you can let yourself feel tired.
Yes.
Give yourself permission because you need your you time.
Yes, and people often complain about feeling guilty. And that's, I always say guilt is our constant companion as caregivers, because you can't be 10 places at once. It's okay. You know, acknowledge that guilt. Like, sometimes you just got to let yourself feel kind of lousy about it, but then pick yourself up and you keep going forward. So I agree with you. You know, sometimes you just got to let yourself feel whatever you're feeling. Don't try to swallow it. It doesn't help. But do that and express it in safe and healthy ways, and then you're more able to move forward.
And then what do you do if you're dealing with, let's say, someone who tends to be more difficult, whether it's something as part of an illness or they just get crotchety as they get older?
Yes.
You know, how do you deal with that?
You know, a lot of people, I tell people, remember why you're doing this, because people who feel like they don't have a choice when they're caregiving don't weather the experience as well. They will come out of it, you know, with anger and resentment, and their health is worse and everything. So I say, remember why you're doing it. Now, for me, it was out of love. I have a wonderful family, wonderful parents, my sister, everyone. For some people, it's a sense of duty or responsibility. But the important thing to remember is that you are choosing to do it. I've been in this field more than 35 years, and there are millions of people out there who have no one looking out for them. And it's not because they don't have family. It's just simply people are not making that choice. So give yourself credit for making that choice.
And then do you see a lot more of the caregiving falling on women versus men? You know, like the siblings, the brothers mm-hmm. aren't doing their fair share, maybe? I don't know.
It's interesting. It's changing. Nationally, now there are about 60% women are family caregivers and about 40% men. Used to be more like 70-30. And among millennials, younger caregivers, 1 in 4 are family caregivers are millennials. And among millennials, it's 50-50, 50% men, 50% women. So we're seeing a shift here. Part of that's because the care ratio is changing, that we're having fewer potential caregivers for every older person over the age of 80. So, you know, it's not just a given that there's going to be a woman in the family to do it. But it's also just people are you know, working as teams and everyone's playing a role.
And is there a delicate way to handle a situation, let's say when the person you're providing care for doesn't want an outsider to come in and wants a family member to help with their care?
That's so hard because so many people tell me that my mom only wants me or my husband only wants me. And it's understandable because they feel safe with you, but you also have to work perhaps, or you have children you're raising or have other family members, things you got to take care of yourself. So one of the important things to do is to explain to your loved one that you love them, they are your priority, you're doing this, but you understand the need to take care of yourself in this situation, and that it would be helpful to you if they would allow you to get some help. And sometimes if you frame it that way, that they're actually helping you by allowing this, it's a little more palatable. Sometimes it takes a while for them to catch on, and sometimes they're so happy with the new person that you have coming in, and they get socialization, which they don't realize they're missing, that it actually ends up being even better.
So it's a little different dynamic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for all you caregivers out there for all you're doing.
That was AARP's Amy Goyer, who's been reaching out to caregivers across the islands. She wrote a book sharing strategies for caregivers. For links, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.